Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to day 23 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get started, we'd like to invite you to look below in the description area where you'll find two links, one to our calendar, which contains 40 links out to Bible resources for each of the daily scriptures. We encourage you to download that often as we do make changes when the Holy Spirit gives us guidance. The second link you'll find is to our daily study guide where we go a little more in depth than what we can cover in these short podcasts. With that covered, my beautiful wife is going to grace us with today's scripture.
Today's scripture comes from Hebrews 9:14 from the NIV version. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
Yep. As far as the New Testament concerned, Hebrews is right up there near the top of my favorite list.
You say that every time.
No.
Okay, Romans, Romans or Hebrews?
Romans first, because that's the comprehensive work on the Christian gospel. Hebrews probably in the New Testament would be number two for me.
Wait a minute, what about Corinthians?
Corinthians is great. I love Corinthians, especially the love chapter 13.
I know. But
Hebrews.
This.
Hebrews is probably number two for me in the New Testament.
I love it too because I love coffee.
Coffee?
Hebrews.
Oh.
Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, we know that God is a coffee lover because Hebrews.
Yep. Okay.
My kind of guy.
It's like kind of like a chicken joke.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Total dad joke there. From mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know about you, but I love this passage because it really sets the tone for why it's so important for us to have a healthy perspective of who God has made us in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because we have to have our consciences clean in order to serve God in the way that He wants us to.
Yeah, and I know we talked about the two consciences that the Bible refers to. And
yeah, in the download, we did.
In the download, correct. Yes. And I think, you know, we talked about a good or pure conscience as well as an evil conscience. So the Bible says we have two. Mine might be a little heavier on the evil side, just because I feel like I go to that space of not worthy. I'm not qualified.
Will always hit you where he knows he's got a weak point. So the answer to having that evil conscience cleansed is to wash it with the washing of the water of the Word.
Yeah. I notice when I stay in the Word more, I don't have that little talk. But I envision, remember the old cartoons where they'd have the little...
the little devils on your shoulders.
The level devil and the angel, and they're like fighting, but they're just, you know, whispering. And the little devil on my shoulder sometimes is much louder than the other side. But when I get in the Word, it just kind of brushes it off my shoulder. And I'm able to just really anchor that truth of no.
Yeah.
And kick Satan to the curb.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite Bible teachers referred to Satan as Mr. Big Mouth. Because he's just always flapping his lips. He's just blabbering, and he yells, and he screams, and he sounds intimidating, but he's just a little pipsqueak with a big mouth.
Yes, if you just gave him a different voice. I remember I went to a conference one time, and they said, take that thing that's not a truth, but say it in a funny voice. So you'd be like, I'm not worthy, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. And it sounds really funny, so that you might think, oh, yeah, that's not me. That sounds really ridiculous.
It breaks the negativity associated with that thought.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to the four fingers you hold up to me to say, get out of my flesh, you need to say it back to me in that kind of voice.
Yeah.
Put your flesh away.
While holding up four fingers, yes.
Sounds like the Lord of the Rings. Anyway, okay, so I digress.
My precious.
Yes, we're a little punchy today, I'd say, huh?
I know. This is all good stuff.
You know, another point that I discovered when I was looking regarding this scripture, there was an article on Christianity Today that they interviewed Christians. And you know what the top two reasons that Christians gave for not feeling like they were able to serve the Lord was, number one, I don't know enough, I'm not qualified. And number two, I'm not worthy.
That's so sad. But those are my top ones.
Yeah. And really, I think the majority of Christians today would, to some degree, agree with some of those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we focus so much, really.
And I think today's society just enforces those so much. I mean, anywhere you look on social media, you're always in that comparison mode, or it's always in your face how amazing other people are. But is their filtered amazing? So most likely they're not that amazing. We just have really good technology that makes them look all shiny and bright.
But like us.
Exactly. We can filter out the...
We can give the highlights. Yeah. We can give the highlights on social media.
Yeah, but
with the beautiful pictures and everything.
But we throw in some of the crazies things that happen.
True that.
We want to be real.
But we don't throw in pictures of us mucking out the chicken coop or the goat pen.
I think I need to.
Or the dog pen.
Maybe I need to keep it real.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe I'll invite people over to help me.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we're going to have a retreat. It's called Mucking Out the Barn.
Yes.
Spring cleaning.
It's really fun. And you can donate to the ministry for that.
Get out with God to the barn.
Yeah. But back to this, I know that first one that's in the download says, I don't know enough and I'm not qualified. So that's not equipped. And I think that's the one, you know, just like us at the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
I see some of those reels that people create or the videos they create, and I'm overwhelmed. And I think everyone else is amazing. Everyone else knows everything. I'm never going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm too old, you know, because there's all these younger folks that are doing those things. And I'm like, I'm 20 years older than those people. I'm not envious of them. I just feel like I'm not qualified enough. So if I take that in that situation, you know, to serve the Lord in our ministry, sometimes feel like that in our ministry, because we know God has called us to do this. Mm-hmm. We absolutely know. We know, we know, we know. It's in our heart. I'm like, it's not just on our hearts. It's like etched. It was like just etched in our heart. But at times, I'm like, are we equipped? Why did God choose us?
Yeah. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. There's one requirement to that.
You say yes.
The qualified have to be willing, and they have to trust and believe. He evidently thought that we were capable of doing that. So here we are.
And we say yes.
And we say yes. You know, and that's really... I was told a long time ago when I first started teaching and preaching and started responding to the call to the ministry was, there's nothing special about pastors or teachers. There's nothing special about them. They were just the ones that were willing to say yes first. And they were the ones who were willing to put the word into practice in that way so that they could be qualified to teach it.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
It's like the movie that we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time of this recording, we just recently saw Jesus Revolution.
Mm. So
which
good.
Is Chuck Smith's story about how Calvary Chapel came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't say yes, I mean, there was a moment there where he was, what? No. He's like, okay, this is where we want to go. And you can see each step of the way, but each step of the way, God equipped him with those next steps and gave him the resources and the people and all the stuff he needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good movie to see. If you haven't seen it, definitely see it. but it was a good movie to see. It just reminded me, just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take care of the rest. We don't. Yep. I don't need to worry about who's coming into our folds, or into attending things that we happen to do, whether it's a hike or a retreat. I don't have to worry about those pieces. We just need to, what they say, build it and they will come.
Yep. Because if God is the one who's ordained us to do this, He has a plan for the place, and He will bring the right people to the place when it's ready.
And He already knows who those people are.
he knows who those people are. He knows what the homestead will look like, and He knows just how to get us to that point in His timing. We just have to trust.
As do everyone that's listening. Whatever that thing is that you're called to do, God will make a way.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. It may not look like ours, and that's good. That's fine. We're all a piece of God's puzzle. There's a place for everyone. So I often see things and think, well, they're doing that, so why should we do that? Or why? But ours, we're different. Our background is different. Our story, our testimony is different. And there's a place for everybody. So please don't feel that there's not a place for you if you see someone doing something similar, but God is placing on your heart to do that. Just say yes. You are you. You are different. You're unique. And you have an amazing story that you need to share.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is the first thing that we need to do in order to be able to serve and to say yes and to do so in the way that God wants is we have to cleanse our conscience, or we have to allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse our conscience. So in the downloads today, we really recommend that you download those and work through those steps. It's very, very, very important that your conscience is cleansed and sprinkled and washed with the water of the Word, because it's very hard to say yes and trust the Lord when you have that little devil on your shoulder screaming in your ear. But that's what the Scripture says.
And that exercise is really good.
Oh, yes. The one where you're...
It's just it's affirmations in a way. I mean, that word might sound...
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But it is. You're affirming
the concept is you're absolutely right.
Yes, and it's not a...
It's been abused, I should say. It's not weird. It's
type.
Just...
Yes.
It's been abused in a kind of new agey kind of way.
But you're just affirming what God has told you and what Jesus has done for you and who you are in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. I was taught years ago.
While you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah. I was taught years ago that nobody believes you more than yourself. So you need to hear yourself saying the word of God to yourself. And your conscience, you need to declare the word of God to your conscience when it's giving you those feelings so that it knows and it is reprogrammed to come under the authority of the word of God.
Maybe just let your roommates and your spouse know what you're doing before you...
Start shouting at yourself in the mirror. Yeah.
What are you? What's happening? Are you okay?
Yeah. 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 Probably be a good idea.
Like, it's the Holy Spirit. It's...
Yeah. But when your conscience is telling you, you're not worthy, you need to verbally speak the word and say, no, my God made me worthy. He cleansed me of all my sin. He made me holy, righteous, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
So
bug off.
Step off.
You're telling me lies.
Yeah.
And it's hard at first because it's really uncomfortable. You're like, oh my gosh, is God going to strike me dead for saying these things in the mirror?
It's like the praying out loud thing for me.
Yeah.
So I practice when I'm out in the woods.
Yeah, there you go.
The dog's like, what is she doing?
She's praying out loud.
Praying out loud. So the same thing. If you are going through this exercise and doing the affirmations that God placed on you through Jesus Christ, same thing. It may feel a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
A little wonky, a little funny at times, but it will get more comfortable.
Yes, and you'll actually begin to appreciate hearing the truth over and over and over, hearing yourself say the truth over and over and over again. After you get past that uncomfortable stage, your spirit will be refreshed each time you do this, and it'll start to give you that refreshing, peaceful, relief so that your conscience isn't so loud, constantly yakking in your ear, you can actually have some peace and enjoy God's presence without that thing yapping in your ear.
I used to take post-it notes and put similar things that God told me on my mirror. Mm-hmm. And I used to do it for my daughter too, because it was important that she knew who God made her to be.
That's right.
And so even that, you could even do that, take some of this and put post-it notes just to have it up. And every time you go right by that spot, say that and remind yourself and cleanse that conscience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the daily download, there are a couple of other scriptures there for you. And of course, there is one from Romans 8, which I absolutely love, but it is so appropriate, where it reminds you that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. None. You are not unfit for use ever, because God made you perfect. So,
want to pray us out?
I would love to.
Or did you want to share more?
No. We should probably let them go.
I know
go.
This. I'm reading this scripture and I'm like, oh, it's really good, but it's really long.
Romans 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that one. Grab the download.
Yeah, we got to make sure there's some additional nuggets there in the download.
Mm-hmm. We can't talk about it all. Exactly. Are you kidding? This was very wordy. So they're going to have to work through that.
Yes.
From the download. So let's pray. Join us as we pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you so much that you have provided a way for us to have pure and clean consciences. You have wiped away the evil conscience that was constantly rattling things in our ear and speaking lies and telling us things that would keep us from just being free to serve you. So Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that you direct and guide us into cleansing our consciences from all of the things that it reminds us of each day. Help us to learn to speak your word in truth to our conscience and to cleanse it with the blood of Jesus every time that it pops up and speaks lies to us. Father God, we just want to be the people that you have made us to be. So lead us that direction, Father, and show us all of the wonderful things that you have deposited within us, all of the gifts and all of the strengths and all of the blessings that you have laid on us, so that we can be your ambassadors to a world that needs to know you. Father, help us to be able to receive these truths. We just command the enemy to silence in our minds and in our consciences and in our hearts, so that we can hear the truth of God's word. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We just so pray for each and every person listening today, that you meet them right where they're at, that they know that you are right there with them, and that you'll walk them through this process and bring them out the other side clean and refreshed and at peace with you. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you so much. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's kids said,
Amen. Good stuff.
His word is good.
Yes.
Because he is good.
He is. Want to leave him with some peace?
Some perfect peace. Shalom, shalom.
Until next time.
We'll see you next time.